Jeremy Hess, the Economic Development Director of the Greater Burlington Partnership, is joining me today. Also along with Jeremy is Chad Palmer from Energy Efficient Systems, Inc. We're talking about the Small Business of the Year. And, Jeremy, we talked about the business plan, actually, the entrepreneurial plan over the, I think it was last week.
Yes, that's correct.
And now we've got the winner of the Small Business of the Year, Chad Palmer.
Chad's, good morning.
Chad's been a guest several times on the show, so to tell you the truth, I'm not surprised. But you tell me exactly. So the small business, what went into the process?
You bet. So one of our goals, of course, in economic development and at the chamber, is to just encourage and recognize small businesses that provide great jobs. They provide great products and services. They provide the variety and the spice of life right here in Burlington. Drive economic growth. And so as a way to recognize and to encourage small business owners, each year we do a Small Business of the Year. And that competition, couple of requirements. They need to be members of the Chamber of Commerce, and they need to operate in Des Moines County. And so they are nominated by fellow small business owners. So a bunch of nominations came in this year, lots of great small businesses. It's always a tough choice to make. But then there's a small panel of other small business owners who kind of wade through the nominations and then select a winner. And, you know, last year it was KPI Metals. It's a great new division for KPI out there in West Burlington. And this year, you know, it was a pretty easy choice for them. It was great to have Chad and his team. But they weren't even there for the breakfast last week. They were running off in Chicago, watching ball games, laying in bed in the hotel. And it was something else.
So you had to bring that up, huh?
All right. So Chad, it's an honor for you. Now, if I'm right, you win and you won another award, didn't you, earlier regarding your the energy efficient systems?
It's a catchy name. We had to come up with something unique, you know, energy efficient. So we're so efficient. We don't even need the E in the
because
efficient.
You were on with we talked about the Lightscape project, and I think. Yeah. Did you win a business plan? Were you part of the business plan?
Well, so I'm a member of one of the committees, several committees at the Burlington Chamber of Commerce and the partnership there, and one of them is the entrepreneurial committee, which runs the business plan competition each year. So I helped choose those winners, but I haven't been one.
Okay. Well, so tell me a little bit about how long you've been in business.
We've been in business now 7 years, almost to the day. We started in April of 2011 and started with just three of us and hopes and dreams of having our own business. And 7 years later, we've got 17 employees and looking for three more. So,
all right. So, is there a mission statement? Do you have a mission statement of where you want to be?
No, mission statements are something that's out there, but you know, our goal is really to just make other businesses more efficient. So, if we can cut their overhead costs in electricity by changing their lighting, that makes them more competitive, and that's really what we're all about.
Technology has changed everything, hasn't it?
Yes, it does. And right now, you know, the lighting world has changed so much. We're moving from this is one of those situations where every single light in probably the next 5 years is going to get changed. And with LEDs, there's just no compromise anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed that. And, I've got, in terms of lighting, I've seen that on for bicycling. LED lights, it seems like they last forever. I know they don't last forever, but they last a long darn time.
And if they use so little power, but you've noticed on your bike, you know, they're not very big, but they're just super bright, and that's what it really amounts to. And it's really coming up with some flexible ways they can build new light fixtures, and the people are going to see a huge difference in the way that lighting is done in the future.
Well, I remember when the first compact fluorescents came out.
Flickering.
This is the next big thing. This is the world of the future.
They were just the next thing, the best thing ever, but they all had compromise. You know, they flickered or they didn't warm up fast enough. Well, LEDs take away all of that.
And LEDs, and disposing of CFLs, too. That's the other issue, too. So,
No mercury in the LEDs. They use about a tenth of the power, and so we can do some phenomenal things with them.
So if you were to say how high or how fast your business has grown, how has it grown at your expectations or beyond that?
Oh, way beyond our expectations. You know, it's funny, we look back and we laugh because the first year's goal was to survive.
That's always, isn't that a good
goal to have?
Yeah.
Well,
second year's goal.
That's a goal for virtually every small business, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this, you know, second year's goal was to actually make enough money that we could cover our wages the way we'd like them to be. And then started saying, well, geez, we've done that now. What do we do next? So our sights are set pretty high. Our sales have increased double digits at more than 25% every year for the last 7 years. It's just been incredible.
How big of a region do you serve?
We actually do business all over the country. Right now I've got active projects as far south as Corpus Christi, Texas, as far north as Rochester, Minnesota right now. I've got projects in North and South Dakota. Chicago area and down in Columbia, Missouri right now. So we're all over the place.
Yeah, but there's no doubt about it. Yeah, you've had it's a success story, and it seems to be just getting better as the days go by.
Yeah, and just more and more fun.
I know we'll be chatting with you again sometime.
I hope so. I enjoy it.
But again, congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's great. Quite an honor.
And when do you do? Is this this time of year? Do you do this pretty much?
Yeah,
nominations.
Nominations are announced or solicited. I believe they'll start in February of next year, and so those kind of come in and trickle in, and then that committee begins to meet and so forth. So it's a spring event, or that's the climax of it happens in the spring at the small business breakfast. And one of the things that we did at the breakfast this year that was different than years past. Sometimes we hire guest speakers and so forth. This year we put a panel together of other small business owners. Some of them had won the entrepreneur competition before, but we had a panel up on the stage, and we just kind of went through some question and answer, and what have you learned, and what's the struggle, and so forth. And one of the answers that was given by one of the panel members that stuck with me that time was the question was along the lines of, you know, if somebody could have told you something 2 years ago, 5 years ago, before you got started, what would you have liked to have heard? And the answer came back, I wished someone told me I could do it. And it wasn't that hard. And, it just spurred him. There's people out there with dreams, and there's people out there with hopes. And I just want to encourage you to get in touch with somebody to help you to take the step, get off dead center and go for it.
That rings so true with us too, is that we were the same way. I wished that we would have known that we could pull it off on our own.
I've had many guests over the years who have been successful in starting small businesses. They typically tell me there are two things or two words that you need to remember: passion and perseverance.
Yeah,
would
I would
you agree with
100%
that?
Agree. You know, and just the desire, because so much of society is telling you that business owners are a special group of people. Well, they are, but it's not reserved for the rich folks or that sort of thing. It's reserved for the people who have that passion and are not afraid to take that risk.
And perseverance is a big step anyway. Congratulations to you.
Thanks,
Jeremy.
You.
Thanks again for dropping by.
You bet. I'll probably see you next week or something.
I'm sure we will. All right. And stay tuned to the Jeremy Hess Show.
Yeah, if you could get me a new chair, I'd appreciate it.
Starting soon. Well, we'll get you your own studio, okay?
Well, that'll be working.
Jeremy Hess coming soon to a radio near you.